Let's find out what's going on in the Boston sports scene as we welcome in our friend Chad Finn of the Boston Globe. Hello there, Chad.
Hey, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. Two Mondays in a row with us. I feel like Mike Violet, that kind of special. Although Mike was off today, right?
He was, yeah. He had canceled on me last night. I didn't get something off today. So no half-awake sports talk this morning. I'm fully awake this afternoon.
Excellent. Well, I'm not, so I'm counting on you to carry things for us here.
I'll do my best.
All right. Well, it's kind of a tough weekend for the Red Sox. They played well, but lost 2 out of 3 to the Giants, but that doesn't change anything. They're going to be buyers in some fashion in the next 24 hours, I assume.
I'd hope. The market's dwindling a little bit here. Aaron Civale, Indians pitcher, Northeastern kid, get traded to the Rays, and I know that's somebody they were thinking about fairly seriously. Some rumors going around about the interest there, maybe Verdugo going to Cleveland in that deal. And he's going to be with the Rays, which means he probably wins 18 games with a 2.50 ERA next year. So that's one off the list. Jordan Montgomery get traded to Texas. Cardinals lefty, who the Yankees inexplicably gave up last year. He was probably not somebody they were going to pursue because they're free agent after the season, but would have really helped. Talented pitcher. And, of course, Scherzer, they weren't going to get involved with that. But a lot of guys have moved, and you're starting to kind of wonder if they're going to enhance this rotation, which they really should. They really need it, and the players deserve that, how they're going to go about doing it.
Yeah, I think because of that, too, and especially the need for starting pitching, I kind of expect that they'll hang on to James Paxton, even though he's done at the end of the year.
I think so, too, although if they got overwhelmed, they would trade him. I think overwhelmed means a pitcher who helps right now, who's cost-controlled for a couple of years, not one of who's maybe as good as Paxton has been this year, but someone with some upside who's younger and signed but isn't helping his current team that much right now, and a real prospect or two. If they get an offer like that, I think they would say yes. Paxton's been terrific. His velocity, it's amazing that he basically came off of the injured list to start this year after missing all that time and was throwing 97 miles an hour right away. I mean, that's really impressive. And it says a lot, not only for him, but for the Red Sox medical team to help get him ready. But you do wonder how long it lasts, whether another injury is in his near future. I think in the bigger picture, though, Rich, these guys deserve to have quality players added to this roster. This isn't last year. Last year, that team didn't really have a lot of hope. The Bogarts thing kind of was the cloud over everything. You didn't know what Eovaldi, J.D. Martinez, what their future was. You knew the team wasn't that good. This year, the things that have had to go right have. Bayo's developed. Duran's developed, which nobody expected. Cass has been terrific lately. Story's coming back. Yoshida's the real thing. A lot of good stuff has happened, and you can feel pretty good about the future now. So if Bloom approaches the deadline like he did last year, we basically just took, hey, Freer, Cosmer, you know, Tommy Pham, Reese McGuire, nothing that really interested people. That's going to be a bummer, not only for fans this year, we're starting to buy into this team a little bit, but for the players themselves.
One of the good stories of the first few months of the season was the play of Alex Verdugo. He looked like a new man out there, was playing great, terrific defense, clutch hitting, and now he's been in a pretty extended slump, and a lot of reports that he might be a big guy on the trading block for them.
I think they should trade him. I know he had really some great stretches in first half, and he's taken a right field really well. I mean, that game against the Braves last Wednesday, two terrific catches in that game. And even though he's been in a real rut at the plate, his defense has helped them win games. But he's not somebody that Cora really completely trusts because he's always needed a kick in the pants to put the work in, to improve on this aspect of his game. I think he gets distracted easily. And his deal's coming up. They're going to have to pay him pretty soon and make that decision. And I don't think they want to. So I wouldn't be shocked if they traded him. He's still got quite a bit of value as a fairly young outfielder who at least was in the conversation to be an all-star this year. I'd like to see them actually trade him, but we'll see if now's the time or something happens a little bit later on.
I'm with you on that, and I liked what he's done, and he clearly worked hard in the offseason, but it looks like maybe this is the best he's ever going to be, that he'll be a slightly above-average player who's going to drive you crazy with slumps and lapses of concentration.
In basketball, you call him a coach killer.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
He'll put up pretty good numbers, but he's actually a very clutch player. But you start relying on him and believing that he's turned this corner to be somebody you can depend on every day, and suddenly he goes 0 for July and makes base running blunders and things like that. It just seems like focus and maturity are always going to be issues with him, and that's not a player you want to be depending on in the long term, especially once he gets the money.
We're talking with Chad Finn here on Downtown. Ezekiel Elliott in a Patriots uniform, could that happen?
Sounds like what they're doing is saying, hey, if you don't have anything else, we've got this cheap offer for you. You can come here, maybe revitalize your career a little bit. Elliott doesn't have anything left, though. Dalvin Cook's really interesting because still very effective player, both running and catching the ball. I thought Fournette was an interesting option because he really learned how to become a receiving back when Brady was there. He didn't have that in his game at all before that. They had him in for a visit and take this cheap offer if you want it, the kind of situation. But Elliott doesn't appeal to me at all. He just reminds me, for old school Patriots fans, it reminds me of when they brought in Marion Butts in 1994. Yeah, 2.9 yards a carry. Parcells gave him the ball 250 times anyway, but I just don't think Elliott would help as big a name as he is.
Your colleague Dan Shaughnessy was pumping up Coach Bill over the weekend. He's firmly still in the Belichick camp, which I thought was an interesting take from him. Has the game passed Bill by, though, or are we blowing that way out of proportion?
I get a real good feeling about this season. Not a lot of rationale to back it up, other than the offense being run by a competent offensive NFL coach now, and not somebody who should be coaching a 3-9 high school team. But he's Bill O'Brien's a good offensive coordinator. He's not going to be a legend of the game or anything like that. But it's just an enormous upgrade on what they had last year, Matt Patricia. It's almost negligent what they did with Mac Jones last year and putting Patricia in charge of an offense where he just wasn't capable of doing it and essentially turning it into a punchline, which stagnated Jones in his second season, which should have been a huge developmental year. I mean, everybody forgets they were 9-4 with him starting as a rookie at one point, but it went off the rails. So I feel like they're going to really have it pointed in the right direction this season, probably be a playoff team. And maybe it's time to move on from Bill stuff. We'll turn back into Bill leaves when Bill wants to leave.
What's happening with the broadcast crews this year? Any big changes of note?
With the NFL ones?
Yeah.
The CBS is the only one that's made an official announcement about what they're doing, other than status quo, like it. Monday Night Football, Eddie and Buck aren't going anywhere, anything like that. But they added Tiki Barber on one of their upper-level teams now. I thought it was notable that Greg Gumbel isn't back. You remember last year, Gumbel and Adam Archuleta had a couple of Pats games, and they were really bad, mistakes all over the place. Archuleta got demoted to a lower team this year as an analyst. So I had a couple of shakeups there. But otherwise, it's still the group you'll probably see. Nance Romo, but then as the number one team, I might see them in Foxborough a little bit. And then the number two team, which I think is their number one team, with Ian Eagle and Charles Davis, probably get them a few times too. But a little bit of shuffling below that.
And you talked about it last year, and I think the more I watch and hear him, the more I like him. I really think Will Middlebrooks is going to be very good at this.
I do too, yeah. The thing I really like about him, I did a story on him a couple of years ago, maybe 2 years ago, when he was working at CBS Sports HQ, which is their online our daily sports stream, and he was really good at it right away. It was clear he watched a ton of baseball. He could really break things down. But what I like best about him is he's self-deprecating. He has a genuine sense of humor about his own career. Can get a little joke in on somebody else and take it right back. And I think that's really valuable, especially, you know, he has a reason in a little bit to be bitter the way his career ended. He just destroyed his ankle really abrupt end to his career. He bounced around the Rangers, Phillies, Padres a little bit after he was with the Red Sox, but just didn't last as long as he thought. And you think, maybe a guy like that has some regret or isn't quite adjusted to it being over yet. And yeah, he dove headlong into this career, really enthusiastic about it, and he really works at it. So I think he's going to get better and better, and he's already pretty good.
And did I see Lenny DiNardo won an Emmy?
Yeah, they did. They won a group one. I think studio program. So Lenny was a part of that. Jim Rice, Karen, our guy TC. So, I like Lenny. I mean, he was, you know, wasn't here that long. Got a ring in 04. He's part of that for the few games he pitched that season. But I like how he breaks down pitching. I think you have to really work at it when you're not a bigger name and someone who, you know, doesn't have a lot of gravitas with the fan base. You have to prove yourself a little bit more in that case, and I think he really works at it. It's gotten better and gotten more reps too. They use them a little bit more now than they used to when he first started in Essen.
Yeah, I like the studio crew this year, and Tom Karen, he's the glue that holds it all together there. I don't think he gets the attention that he ought to as a guy from Maine, but what a terrific career he has had.
Yeah, I think he's just happy. I know this, his dream growing up basically to have the job that he has, to call Red Sox games, or, you know, the offshoot of that is being a studio host for 20-something years like he has been. And it's funny, somebody emailed me this morning, just a reader, but said, I love Tom Karen, he's great at this, why hasn't he gone to ESPN? Well, not everybody wants to go to ESPN, especially nowadays when we laying people off every 2 months. But sometimes you're just happy with what you have. And even if you're somebody who may have national broadcasting ability, you're perfectly content calling games and working games and going to Fenway Park for the team you've cared about your whole life and being a couple hours a drive away from, you know, the main lakes where he goes up to all the time. And I think he's just really happy with the job and content that he gets to have the career that he has.
Chad Finn of the Boston Globe. Well, that's Chad. We thank you as always. Hope the rest of your day is as awesome as this time has been. And we'll do it again in a couple weeks.
All right. Great talking to you, Rich. Also content in living in Maine, but working in Boston, by the way.
And with those big time national chops as well.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, well, that's our opinion from here, by God. Thank you, Chad.
Thanks, Rich. Take care.
Chad Finn here on Downtown.